All right, let's head to the kitchen this Friday morning and check in with my mom, Claudia, who has another great recipe for cooking with Claude. What's up, Mom? How are you?
Good, honey. How are you?
Oh, I'm just fine, Mom. Thank you so much for asking. I always find it weird, Mom, when I have to introduce you. It's bizarre. Like, this is not how we talk in real life, you know? It's very weird. I don't call you Claudia. You don't even call me Melissa. It's very weird.
I call you Lunch.
I know. Well, that's what I mean. Like, I'm always like, Ma, what's up, Ma? And you're like, what's up, Lunch? I mean, we just, this is very, it's odd. It's very weird. I'll never get used to it. It's been like a year and a half that you've been on the show, Mom, and I'm still not used to introducing you. So I apologize.
That's okay, honey. I think you're doing a great job. I think you are amazing.
Thanks, Mom. Thanks so much. I feel like an awkward turtle sometimes, but I appreciate you.
That's okay. I get it.
I know. Well, you know, I had to get the awkwardness somewhere. I think it came from Dad, though, not you.
I love Dad.
Dad's the best. So, Mom, what are you making today? Because I don't think I've had this recipe yet.
No, you haven't. And Daddy and I tried it this morning. So I went into, I put a lot of time into this. You know, like, I really feel this is important, my Cooking with Claude segment.
Yes.
LOL. So I went into my Disney book, Treasures from the Vault, and I made a cobblestone cheese bread, which is what they serve at the Disney Yacht Club Resort. So I thought that was kind of fun because sometimes I need to kick a little Disney in there because you are all Disney.
Except
I don't have the music.
That's okay, Mom. Here, I'll get you some music. Why don't you get started?
Okay.
And at the end of it, I'll play you some music. So here, I'll let you talk and I'll get you music. Go.
Okay, because I know Paul always has that great music going.
Yes, well, I can't be as great as Paul. I do the best I can, but yes, I'll get you some Disney music. Paul doesn't have Disney music.
No, it shouldn't be on you, hon. It should be on me that I have the Disney music, not you.
You're fine, Mom. It's cool. I can take responsibility. My mom taught me to take responsibility for my actions when I mess up. So I don't know. If you ever see my mom, let her know I'm doing a good job.
I think you're doing. Nobody has to tell me, baby girl.
So how do you make this cheesy bread? It sounds delicious. It looks delicious.
It's so good. Daddy and I had a piece with some butter on it for breakfast this morning. It was so good.
Mm.
So what you do is you want to get 2 cups of coarsely grated cheddar cheese. I got the kind in the bag because it was pretty coarse. And then what you want to do with that is about an hour before, you know, you're going to make this bread, you want to freeze the cheese, whether you grate it yourself, the cheddar cheese, or whether you already buy it done. So you want to freeze that for about an hour. And while that's freezing, you want to put into a bowl 5 cups of bread flour, 1/4 cup of sugar, 2 tablespoons of butter. I kind of added like 3 or 4 tablespoons of butter. 2 1/4-ounce packages of active dry yeast, and then salt, which I don't use. If you like salt, put in about 1 tablespoon of salt. And while that's all kind of sitting there, you grab a pot, like a regular 2-quart pot or whatever you have, and you want to put in the 1 1/2 cups of water with the 1/2 cup of milk, and you want to bring that to a, not really a boil. I just keep it on very low, and you want to just put that over, like, medium heat. I don't use a thermometer, but it, you know, says if you do use a thermometer, about 105 to 115 degrees. But I just wait till it's, you know, pretty boiling hot. Mm-hmm. And then what I do is I take the liquid. Now the cheese is still in the freezer. So I take the liquid and I put it in with the dry ingredients. And I have a mixer that has the bread mixers with the, like, hook on the end, because otherwise it just gets stuck in the whole middle of the, like, the tools that you use for your mixer.
No, you don't want that.
The bread tools, which are, like, single. They kind of go around, and then they have a hook on the end.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, they usually come with mixers, so you have both kinds. And you want to mix that, you know, on medium heat until, like, you know, kind of all comes together, and it's kind of coarse, but you want to wait till it kind of, you know, falls off the side of the bowl. And once it does that, you want to take 1.5 cups of your grated cheddar, and you want to put that in there. And I ended up just mixing it with my hands because you really have to mix the cheese in well.
That's really the best way to do it.
I did it with the mixer for a while, and then after I did it with the mixer, I cut it in two to make two loaves, and then I kneaded the rest of it in, so I made sure, you know. But it does look like cobblestone. It doesn't look smooth. So I kneaded it for a while and then put it into two loaves. Put the rest of the cheddar on top, and then I covered it with, you know, a cloth and let it rise for about an hour or so. And then I baked it on, of course, what's my favorite degrees, although that's what they call it,
350.
And for 25 to 30 minutes or until golden brown, cool the bread. So I just left it in the oven all night because I think it was a little underdone by the time I was ready to go to bed, so I just shut it off and left it there. And then this morning, Dad and I, like, I just ate it plain. Dad popped it in the microwave. I'm sure it's delicious as soon as you serve it, like, cool it for a while and then just serve it. But it really was delicious. And I could see, you know, I know I need my challah bread for Shabbat, but maybe just on a regular day. I sent a loaf to the office this morning. For the guys and Evelyn to just zap it, put some butter on it, and it's delicious.
Well, I think, Mom, after all of that, you deserve this.
Your napkin round your neck, Sherry, and we provide the rest. Soup du jour, hot or dirt, why, we only live to serve. Try the gray stuff. It's delicious. Don't believe me? Ask the dishes.
I would have never even picked that one.
Why, what would you have picked?
I don't know. I'm thinking, I don't know, but you just have it all together.
I have it all together. No, I mean,
I think with the Disney stuff, you're spot on.
Well, thank you. It's like that's the only thing. And honestly, it's only because of Matthew that I would be this good at it. I mean, he trained me at a very young age.
He trained us all, but you did the best.
Thanks, Bob.
You are far the best. I just go off of you, and I just have such a good time.
Yes, well, I mean, that's why when we run every
year. That's going to be the song of the day. I'll be singing it all the way to the airport.
Good. I can't wait. I can't wait to hear you singing it. Well, luckily, we're having dinner tonight, so you could sing it at dinner. I can't wait.
Yes.
I'll even
bring the other loaf.
All right, Ma, I'll be your guest. That sounds great. I can't wait. I can't wait to have dinner with you, Mama. Sounds awesome. Well, Mom, this sounds so good. I'm going to put the recipe up online right now. You could find it at WICC600.com. Just find Cooking with Claude. And, Mom, always a pleasure. I never know how to end these things, so I love you.
That's okay. I love you, sweetheart. And I love the whole community.
I know. And they love you, too, Mom. They love you, too. I'll see you after the show, Mom. I love you.